This is your Concordia All Sports leader, Koopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Eric Cumley, and we have an amazing week of sports that just happened. We have teams that are just finishing their GPAC tournaments, who are just starting their GPAC tournaments, and teams who are just making flat-out history. First off, we're going to start off with men's basketball. February 16th, greatest game of the year, by far. Greatest game I have ever seen. Concordia defeats Briarcliff 74-73 on a last-second buzzer-beater shot. That shot was insane. 30 seconds left in the game. Concordia is tied 70-70. Carter Kent takes a shot at about the elbow, drains it 72-70 with 15 seconds left, 10 seconds left. Briarcliff drives down with 5 seconds left. There's a timeout. And then after the timeout, we come back out, and Briarcliff passes the ball in, goes to the top of the three, and drains a three with a guy all over him with 1 second left on the clock. And you're just thinking, how is this going to happen? This happened my sophomore year, or my freshman year. Briarcliff beat us off a buzzer beater. Is this going to happen again? You just think about it, and it's in the back of your mind. With 1 second left, Carter Kent takes the ball, runs back and forth, and ends up throwing the basketball as far as he can across the entire court. Somehow manages a perfect pass to Tristan Smith, who jumps over three guys to catch the ball and toss it in the basket before he even touches the ground. The ball goes in the basket, and Concordia wins 74-73. Best game I have ever seen. Best game this year by far for Concordia men's basketball. With that win, that allowed Concordia to potentially share the GPAC title with Briarcliff. They needed help from Doan to defeat Briarcliff on Saturday. We'll get into that a little bit after, but Concordia also had to take care of business on Saturday. They had to face Dakota Wesleyan University. They ended up defeating Dakota Wesleyan 86-70. Dominant game there. You know, Dakota Wesleyan, they are currently 9-11, 12-15 in the GPAC, so nothing too crazy, especially since we're trying to ride high from that amazing buzzer beater. But Briarcliff ended up losing to Doan. We are co-GPAC champions with Briarcliff University. We have a GPAC record of 15-5, 22-6 overall. Briarcliff is 15-5 in the GPAC, 19-10 overall. So we are co-GPAC champions going into the GPAC tournament. As of right now, we are ranked number 2 in the GPAC tournament. Briarcliff is ranked number 1. And with that, we will get many home GPAC tournament games. And the first one will start off being Morningside College on February 23rd at 7 p.m. inside Friedrich Arena. That is the start of the GPAC quarterfinals. Also, Gage Smith has been announced as the GPAC Player of the Week for his contributes to both those games. Against Briarcliff, he had 23 total points and 17 rebounds. He did foul out at the end of the game. For the Dakota Wesleyan game, he had 13 total points, 9 total rebounds, and 2 blocks. So congratulations to Gage Smith on getting those GPAC Player of the Week accolades. We're going to move on to the women's side, who is also just starting their GPAC tournament. Before we start their GPAC tournament, however, they also had 2 games this last week. Their first game was against Briarcliff University. They had a very dominant, easy win. They defeated Briarcliff 62-43. Then they went to Mitchell, South Dakota, and ended up losing to Dakota Wesleyan 71-67. That's a tough loss. For those of you who do not remember, we defeated Dakota Wesleyan earlier this year on January 9th, 90-58. We are now 1-1 in the series for the women's against Dakota Wesleyan University. Dakota Wesleyan is a good team. They are 15-7 in the GPAC, 23-7 overall. Right now, we are going into the GPAC tournament 13-9 in the GPAC, 16-12 overall. The series between us and Dakota Wesleyan is tied. And we're going to get that tiebreaker really quick, but we're going to just kind of dive into this game a little bit. Riley Pauley led the team in points, scoring 20 total points. That's her career high. She had 8 total rebounds, 7 on offense, 1 on defense. And Tayshia Rushton was right behind her. She had 19 points of her own. And then Sadie Powell had 12 points of her own. So we had good points. We didn't have one specific player getting all the points. Usually it's Tayshia up there, and Riley Pauley managed to get a lot of her points this time, and she did very well. Taylor Farrow, who has been coming up and starting to get hot, did not do much. She kind of had an off night. She didn't play all too well, but we're going to just kind of hopefully let her get hot during the GPAC tournament. As I mentioned, Concordia is going to face Dakota Wesleyan University the first round of the playoffs. Concordia is ranked 6th going into the playoffs. Dakota Wesleyan is ranked 3rd going into the playoffs. This game will take place at Mitchell, South Dakota yet again. Start time will be at 7 p.m. This is for all the marbles. We've destroyed them. We barely lost to them. We can beat them. We just need to play our game and do our passing, our shooting, and we need to go in there with the right mindset and defeat Dakota Wesleyan in the GPAC quarterfinals, which is on February 23rd, again at 7 p.m. GPAC, GPAC, GPAC. That's the theme of the week, as indoor track and field just had their GPAC tournament. The women's have now won 6 straight GPAC titles. Our women's are outstanding. As you can see, they are exceeding expectations, collecting their 6th straight GPAC title. They accumulated 194.5 points. Who the second closest was Hastings at 163. We just dominated the entire field. The men's placed 4th in the GPAC, which is not bad. They've done better, but they've also done worse. They acquired 67 points. We had a pair of newest GPAC automatic qualifiers. Jordan Anderson in the shot put, throwing 44 feet, 3 1/4 inch. And Rachel Battershell in the 400 meters, running 57.52 seconds. So congratulations to them, as they will also go to the national tournament with the rest of our men's and women's teams that also made it. The others are repeats, and we also had multiple GPAC champions and multiple relays finish in the top 3. We also had outstanding Josie Pels. You might remember her from last year. She broke the GPAC record last year. This year, she again broke the GPAC pole vault record. Her vault of 13 feet 5 inches destroyed the meet record of 12 feet 10 1/4 inch. She won the GPAC pole vault, and she set another record. She just keeps getting better and better, and you know, this year it looks like that she was kind of off, but she was dealing with a hamstring injury. And now she's back, ready for nationals. But we're going to just kind of dive into all of these winners. Zach Bennett also won pole vault. He jumped 15 feet, 3 inches. Morgan DeJong won the weight throw, throwing 56 feet, 7 1/2 inches. Riley Hecker won the mile and the 1,000 meter run. For her mile time, it was 5 minutes, 13.25 seconds. And the 1,000 meters was 2 minutes, 58.03 seconds. Jordan Koepke won the 600 meters, running 1 minute, 36.34 seconds. And as I mentioned earlier, Josie Pels won the pole vault at 13 feet, 5 inches. We had multiple runner-ups as well. Sarah Raglin was runner-up in the weight throw. Erin Mapson was runner-up in the pole vault. It was just a really good meet for our women's and for our men's as well. Some more automatic national qualifiers. Some repeats was the women's 4x400 meter relay. Andy Amos, Morgan DeJong in the weight throw, Riley Hecker in the 1,000 meters, Jordan Koepke in the 600 meters, Sarah Lewis in the 600 hurdles, Erin Mapson in the pole vault, Josie Pels also in the pole vault, Sarah Raglin also in the weight throw, Calvin Rode in the mile, and Chris Wren in the weight throw. Those are all automatic national qualifiers who have re-qualified yet again. And some top 3 place finishes for relays was the men's 4x400 meter relay. They finished 2nd. That consists of Cade Kleckner, Jacob Jennings, Colton Meyer, and Xavier Ross. They ran a time of 3 minutes, 22.38 seconds. The women's 4x400-meter relay finished second as well, finishing with a time of 3 minutes 59.42 seconds. That consists of Rachel Battershell, Sarah Lewis, Jordan Koepke, and Trinity Tolles. The men's 4x800-meter relay finished third with a time of 8 minutes 8.76 seconds. Sam Platt, Cameron Gray, Ethan Ayudis, and Micah Willow-Weber was part of that run, and the women's 4x800-meter relay finished second, running 9 minutes 57.59 seconds. Kia Richmond, Faith Williamson, Raya Kashmishki, and Grace O'Berg was part of that relay. So congratulations to everyone who qualified and who will be going to nationals. Congratulations to everyone who had a great season and did not quite make the national qualifying mark. You guys will have outdoor track and field coming up soon. The national tournament will begin on March 3rd. March 4th and March 5th are those dates. Times are to be announced, but it will be in Brookings, South Dakota for the NAI Indoor Track and Field National Championships. Lastly, our wrestling program just had their GPAC tournament as well. We had two wrestlers make it to nationals, and those two wrestlers are yet again Mario Ybarra and Jacob Teals. They both made the national tournament last year. This year, Mario Ybarra made it as a second place finish instead of a injury request. And Jacob Teals finished third in the heavyweight bracket. Ybarra, going into his finals match, faced off against Taylor Vasquez of Morningside. They are 1-1 in their series. He gave Mario his first loss of the season back way in the first tournament. He also defeated Mario in the finals of the GPAC tournament, defeating him 6-1. By the end of the first day, we had four wrestlers in the semifinals getting ready to go to the finals, and only Ybarra was able to win his match and get to the finals match. Those four wrestlers were Mario Ybarra, Jacob Teals, Isaiah Burks, and TJ Huber. We talked about Jacob Teals finishing third. For his semifinal match, he faced off against the NAIA number 2 ranked heavyweight in the nation. He only lost that match 4-3, and then he went on to wrestle one more before his third and fourth place match, won that pretty easily, and then had a very dominant win in his third and fourth place match. He defeated Ian Howell from Jamestown 8-0, very dominant match there. As I mentioned, Burks and Huber also went to the semifinals the first day. They lost both their matches very closely. Isaiah Burks lost his match 6-5 against Dakota Westland's Caleb Bigelow, who is ranked 5th in the GPAC. In his third place match, he lost to Park Beeler of Jamestown 6-3. Tough one. He ended up finishing 4th. And as for TJ Huber, he lost his semifinals match 4-0. Against the number 1 ranked 174-pounder in the GPAC. He also went on to lose his third and fourth place match 3-2, a very close match there, not quite getting it and grabbing that fourth place. Some other place finishers were Jose Sanchez and Isaac Agabin. Jose finished 5th at 165 and Isaac finished 6th at 125. As a team, Concordia finished 6th place in the GPAC tournament. This national tournament will begin on March 4th and 5th at Park City, Kansas. Just like I said, Mario Ybarra and Jacob Teals will go to that tournament, just like how they did last year, and Ybarra came back with some hardware, finishing 7th place. He also gathered his first career NAIA All-American Award. So good luck to them, and congratulations on all the other wrestlers who had an outstanding season. And those who just quite missed out on the national tournament. Isaiah Burks was a senior, but TJ Huber is a sophomore, so he can very well get there again. That's all the time I got for you guys today. Email me at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @koopski. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys have a great week, and be sure to check out the men's and women's basketball GPAC tournaments as their games will continue throughout the week. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Bye. We are the